Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about an ascension update. Who's in the game? We've been through a lot of energetic changes this year, and we're still going through them. Let's stop and take a look around to see who's in the game with us. What's up ahead, and what are we up to now in our ascension process? I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that our new fall program for 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business has been rescheduled. We're now offering an 8-week program with classes for 8 consecutive Tuesdays, beginning Tuesday, October 27th through December 15th. We'll also offer a follow-on coaching program to begin in early February. The advantage to this structure is that it gives you a head start to help you bring in money quickly for the holidays. Your investment is $195 or $65 for 3 months. And if you're ready to create prosperity for the holidays, and all days, check out this program. We are so confident that it can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, look for the link to the Fall 8 Keys Prosperity classes under What's New. I also want to let you know that I will be speaking in Bellevue, Washington on Friday, October 23rd. Holy cow, that's next Friday. And I'll be at the Friends Philosophy and Tea on Bellred Road across from Applebee's. My topic will be Astrology's Economic Forecast for 2010, Creating a Sustainable Economy. Now, to learn more, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, or call Friends Philosophy and Tea at 425-641-4364. That number again, 425-641-4364. And lastly, in case you haven't heard, the printed 2010 Good Timing Guides are here. So if you didn't pre-order one, now is your time to claim yours. The new year will be here very soon, so be sure you have the help of the universe for all your projects and important tasks. Get your copy of the 2010 Good Timing Guide today. You can order it online at our Polaris store. Just go to askmadeline.com. Yes, askmadeline.com, and click on the link to the Polaris store. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Wow, we have a bunch of things going on. And first of all, earlier today, Mars, the planet that represents physical energy, our motivations, and the actions we take, moved into the sign of Leo. Now, Mars is going to be in this sign for a very long time. Normally, Mars will change signs roughly every 5 to 6 weeks. But this time, Mars will stay in this sign until June 7th, 2010. Holy cow, we must have something to learn. Mars in Leo is about taking actions that are in integrity. Honesty counts, and it counts big time with this situation. Mars in Leo also likes to focus on positive actions. You don't get points for whining or complaining. If you see something that needs changing, it's your job to handle it. And while you're handling it, it's important to be in positive energy and high integrity. No pointing fingers at others. Just get the job done. Now, why is Mars going to stay in Leo for almost 8 months? Because it's going to retrograde or move backwards in this sign. That will start on December 20th through March 10th. This is one of the primary reasons that we don't have good start dates after November 5th. Now, after November 5th, Mars goes into the mode of trying to do too much with too little time and money. That's the cycle of Mars opposite Jupiter. But before Mars can actually complete that cycle, he moves backwards, and Mars never completes that aspect. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that if you start a project after November 5th, it will never complete. Not too good. So my advice is this. Either start now or forget it until late March or April of next year. Remember, if you start a project after November 5th, it will not complete. So save your time, money, and energy. Either start now or wait until spring. Next, while we're talking about longer cycles, I want to mention that Saturn is about to change signs on Halloween. Now, this is a big deal. Right now, Saturn is in the last degrees of the sign of Virgo. So this is our last chance to get things organized. Clean up, clear our clutter, clean closets, and get those paper piles handled. You still have a couple of weeks to get this done, so make an extra effort this weekend and next to do this work. Now, why is this so important? On Halloween, Saturn will move into the sign of Libra, a location where it's exalted. That means Saturn will be in its best sign and show itself as the most responsible managers who accomplish things in a very balanced and fair way. These are the best of the best managers. Do you want to be part of them? If so, get yourself organized now. Get things cleaned up and cleared up. Then you'll be ready to do this important work. The universe is counting on us to do this, so get organized. Now for some good news. First of all, late on October 12th, Jupiter started moving forward again. It's been moving backwards since June 15th, which was a period for us to prepare our next promotions. Now that Jupiter has moved forward again, we're being signaled to launch new products, services, or new promotions. Start new types of growth. It's an important time, especially because of the cycles I mentioned previously with Mars in Leo. There's no time like this month to start a promotion. But wait until after the new moon late tomorrow night, and I'll talk about that in just a few minutes. In general, though, make every effort to be ready to roll out new products, services, or promotions on October 26th. That date has extra high growth and extra abundance. So do whatever you can to take advantage of it, because there will not be a better high growth and abundance date until after March 2010. However, I do want to mention October 27th also has a lot of abundance. It doesn't have the high growth that October 26th has, but it has some excellent communications, and it's also a very good day. So if you can launch your new products or services on either of those dates or start a promotion, you should do quite well. Now, you might remember from last week that we're still in a high-growth cycle shown by the cycle of Sun trine Jupiter. This high-growth cycle is still in range through tomorrow, October 17th, so use it while you can. It's also a good time to travel, publish, or learn something new. Even if you just take a short day trip, you'll enjoy it a lot. Plus, we have some great energy to help you envision your success. Not only do we have Sun trine Jupiter, we also have Sun trine Chiron and Neptune. This set of energies actually peaked yesterday on October 15th, but it stays in range through October 22nd. And this period is excellent for gaining clarity for what you want in your life or business. You can see and attract many possibilities to you if you will just focus on what you want. Now, this period is also excellent for leaders to share their vision and inspire others with it. To help us with that, the cycle of Mercury, trine, Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune occurs between today, October 16th, through October 27th. Now, this cycle makes it easier to communicate your vision to others in a clear way and also to provide some healing words which may be needed. Now, next, we have a new moon very late on October 17th in the Pacific time zone, or very early on October 18th in the Eastern time zone. Now, beginning with this new moon, we get a series of three new moons, which all occur at 24 degrees. So instead of the new moon moving a few degrees each month, they occur at the same degree of the sign for 3 months in a row. Now, this suggests that we're working to anchor in whatever we're starting so it roots deeply and survives any challenges. Now, what's getting started at this new moon on October 17th are new visions and innovative ideas that can take us to the next level. However, we do have some unexpected adjustments to make. Oh, lovely. And these may pull us off balance unless we can be flexible. The stock market still appears to be growing, but there are more issues related to debt at this time. That pushes some more adjustments and motivational buttons in the markets. The fundamental debt issues are still in the background, but closer to becoming more prominent. So be careful how you invest during this period. It could be easy to get swept away by what looks like good news, but the debt issues must be handled. Now, lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's still free. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. Just the simple process of registering for it so we can send it to you each week. So to do so, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is under What's New by the link for my radio show, so get signed up today. So, how are we doing on our ascension progress? Where are we now and what's up ahead? When I come back after this short break, I'll talk about an ascension update. Who's in the game? So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate No. 9. Chocolate No. 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. No. 9 contains no refined sugar. No. 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate No. 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance, announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about an ascension update. Who's in the game? We've been through a lot of energetic changes this year, and we're still going through them. So let's stop and take a look around to see who's in the game with us. What's up ahead, and what are we up to now in our ascension process? And after this, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. So first of all, in case you've forgotten or just haven't heard about this process before, just what is the ascension process? There are actually quite a few different explanations of what is happening on this planet related to ascension. In every case, though, one thing that is mentioned is that we're in a major period of shift. In more than theory, the planet itself is raising its vibration or frequency. Even scientists know this is true, but they don't understand why it's happening. As this occurs, all of us, including all the plants and animals on this planet, we must all raise our frequency, because unless we do, we won't be able to stay here. So why is this happening now? Because the planet is traveling through a portion of the galaxy which has very high frequencies. This is known as the photon belt. As Earth and actually our entire solar system travels through this photon belt, all the planets in our solar system are heating up and changing due to the higher frequencies that we're passing through. Yes, this is one of the main reasons for global warming, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't do everything possible to help the Earth survive these changes. And as we and all the other planets in our solar system go through these changes, we're changing our DNA and evolving in ways we couldn't have imagined. Now, one of the stories about this change in frequencies is that our planet is going to ascend to a higher dimension. Wow, what does that mean? There are many different ways to look at dimensions, but for the purpose of the show, I'm just going to mention that you can consider higher dimensions to be a higher level of consciousness. Here on planet Earth, we've been living in third dimension, which is the dimension of polarity. Literally, we see dark and light, black and white, hot and cold, good and evil are essentially opposites. What's a little harder to notice with these polarities is that there's a continuum between the two opposites. In other words, there's a lot of gray between the black and the white. Now, when you look at opposites this way, you realize they're not actually separate, and neither side is right or wrong, good or bad. They are both part of the same continuum, or both part of the same spectrum. It's like looking at a rainbow. All the colors make the rainbow, not just one or two. Now, as we continue to raise our vibration or frequency, we begin to operate in a way that has less judgment, less fear, less trauma, less drama, less pain all the way around, until it's no longer part of our lives. We see other people's behavior and our own in a different light, one that's more allowing of the many changes we're all in the process of making. This is known as unity consciousness, and when we're in this consciousness, we know that we're all one at a very deep level. There's no need to judge anyone or anything because everything and everyone is an aspect of yourself. So do you know someone who is not changing now? If so, then they are probably preparing to die. As hard as that may be to contemplate, that is probably what you're watching. No one is exempt from this process because the Earth is making the shift. Now, one of the hardest things about the Earth doing this is that people are being forced to grow rapidly, and some people change and grow at faster rates than others. This can leave you and a loved one on the same trail, but miles apart from each other, and it's pretty hard to have a conversation or even dinner when you're so far apart in your growth. So with the understanding that we're all choosing whether to stay and evolve or to leave and contribute from the other side, let's look around and see what's happening in our ascension process. Now, I believe I've mentioned before that back in November 2003, we were told that the Earth was beginning to separate into different dimensions. Late that year and in 2004, many partners separated due to divorce or death. The main problem was that it became much harder to live in the same household with someone who had a lower consciousness. So if you want to visualize this, you could imagine the Earth splitting into multiple Earths, one for each level of consciousness. Just imagine how hard it would be to have a relationship with someone in a different dimension in that situation. Now, this year has been quite a humdinger. Back at the summer solstice in late June, there was quite a big shift that felt like, Well, maybe we've arrived where we're going, but where is everyone? Essentially, even though we may have shifted to a higher frequency, many of us were still waiting for others to catch up to us, or at least to the level where we used to be, so someone could take our old jobs, so to speak. It was as though we had one foot in our old jobs and one foot in the new one, trying to balance and juggle the two. There was also the sense of waiting and really not knowing just what we were waiting for. Then along came 9909. There were activations all over the earth on that day. It was an amazing day for me as I was at the 999 ohm activation, ohm crystal activation in Mount Shasta. Now, the energies at that conference were incredibly high. Things started shifting on that day, and not just for me and the people who attended that event. People all over the earth noticed major shifts occurring. Did you notice one with you or your loved ones? Well, maybe now you're able to do something you wanted to do before, but somehow you just weren't ready. Or perhaps you feel the difference in your energy. Is it possibly higher? Do you notice being in joy, laughter, or love more often? Or perhaps you're able to trust the universe more than before, allowing many wonderful possibilities to come to you. You don't have to do or arrange everything because the universe helps you instead. Or perhaps some of your major beliefs have shifted, such as having watched some of the recent videos from ProjectCamelot.org with spaceships that are 2,000 miles long or humans on Mars. Or maybe your health has improved. Many people have experienced many different kinds of shifts since 999. So here we are, having just made yet another shift, and it's time to look around and see who's there with you. Is your partner there with you? Your friends? Other family members? If some of these people are not there, don't despair. They may yet decide to join you in your dimension at your level of consciousness. Everyone still has that choice, but also remember this. You cannot shift for anyone else. Each person has to make their own choice and shift for themselves. What you can do is heal the part of you that's being shown to you by them not shifting. Basically, that means there's a part of you that doesn't want to shift too, perhaps out of fear. Whatever the reason, love yourself just the way you are and forgive yourself for whatever that issue is. As you heal that part of yourself, the other person will shift, and very likely they will decide to catch up with you. If you and your crew shifted together, then you're ready to get going, and this is the primary month to do that. Stay focused on what you want to create and get cracking. Now, what's ahead for us? What else can we expect to see happening with this ascension process? Well, for one, over the next several years, we can expect to see a much stronger economy rebuilt. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. It will have a much higher level of integrity, and it will be designed to work for everyone, not just the super wealthy. Next, if you're ready and willing, your DNA will change. Kryon, the Earth's magnetic master, talks about this. And Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, has been on this show a few times. So check out those shows. I think there was one in January and one, I believe, in May. So check them out and listen to those if you missed them. Now, do you know that your DNA contains all the experiences you've ever had in every lifetime? It contains all your skills, your talents, and all your accomplishments from every lifetime. Your entire Akashic records are within your DNA. You can even instruct your body to go into your Akashic records and get for you a perfect organ, such as a perfect heart or thyroid. Or you can ask it to get for you a particular skill or talent that you've used in a previous lifetime. We are literally moving to a space where we have control over our body. That's because in this shift, we're going to regain a lot of the intuitive and older capabilities that we used to have a very long time ago. That will include living a much longer life. Did you know the human body was designed to live 900 years? We've been missing that for a while. And it will also include knowing when there's something out of kilter with our body. Our bodies will regain a lot more of its healing abilities. And you can read about this much more fully at the Kryon website at www.kryon.com. Now, just go to the channeling page and read the latest channel from August 29th on the history of the DNA and the human race. Plus. There's more about this in the channeling from June 13, 2009 on Becoming Quantum. So if you will just check out those two channelings, you will learn quite a bit right there. And there's another channeling from January in Seattle that also has more of this information about tapping into your DNA. So there's a tiny update into what's happening now in this ascension process. So look around you. Who's with you? Who's at your level of consciousness? Work with those people on your projects, and whatever you do, keep on shifting. We'll get there. Now, do you have a question for me? After this short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Be a part of Intimate Conversations with women's health pioneer Dr. Christian Northrup and lifestyle expert Cheryl Richardson as they take your questions and discuss the pitfalls and pleasures of practicing good self-care. This all-day event will help you create a life of health and happiness. It features individual presentations by each author as well as a joint appearance. Join us in Boston on October 17th for an empowering event. Visit hayhouse.com for seats.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Get to the heart of what matters most in your life, work, and relationships with Dr. Joanne White's inspirational books, CDs, and other products. Discover powerful tools to help you succeed and achieve no matter where you are right now. Dr. Joanne White, the Success Doc, author, speaker, life, business coach, and energy intuitive will show you how to enrich your life. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a question, a personal question, I need your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, I want to let you know that if you're about to start a new company, now is the time to contact me about doing a new company start for you. We have some good dates left in October for starting certain types of new companies. Then nothing as good as that until after late March. So I can find a date and time that's appropriate for the type of company you're creating with high growth and good finances and that works with your own chart. Even excellent dates have bad financial time. So start your company with good timing. Call me right away at 877-524-8300 to discuss this if you want to start a successful company. My toll-free number again is 877-524-8300. So, Benny, do we have a caller?
We do. Let's go off to Janet. She's calling in from North Seattle. She wanted to know if you could do maybe a little reading with her and President Obama about his winning the Nobel Peace Prize. And let's see, Janet's information is 1215 of 47 at 5 p.m. in Seattle. So, Janet, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline.
Thank you. Madeline, I was thrilled that he was given the Peace Prize. And yes, like others, I kind of was scratching my head, like, how did that happen?
How did that happen? I know.
But I consider it a wonderful positive energy, and it, perhaps it's a faith energy. And indeed, he did make the statement about closing Guantanamo and some other negative prisons that weren't good for our reputation in the world. So I wondered if you see an energy behind this or if it's just a mystery.
Well, actually, the other thing that I think that contributed greatly was his big speech over in the Middle East. You see, to that whole piece over there. So I think that was part of it. And one of the things that's happening to him astrologically is that Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune are sitting right on his ascendant, meaning that he's right now in a high growth, a high growth period where he's personally growing, and he's personally being able to present his vision to the world, which he is doing as president, of course. And so that's the primary thing that's happening right now for him, you know, to give him this extra boost.
an extra boost.
It was quite interesting. He also has Jupiter in Aquarius, which is Jupiter's in there right now, but he has it very, very early in Aquarius, so it's already passed over. He's on what we would call a new growth cycle, a brand new growth cycle.
So Jupiter just went into Aquarius, is that correct?
No, it actually went in early this year, and I think it was already there when he was inaugurated. Or it was either already there or within days of being there.
Oh, wonderful.
When he was inaugurated, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like he was starting a brand new growth cycle at his inauguration.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So,
okay. So
does that help?
I was wondering. Those are the things I was wondering. I've been waiting for days to have you comment on it, and then I thought, well, I guess I'm going to have to tell her I want to hear about it.
Well, there's so many things to tell everybody all the time.
Yeah,
it's always a challenge to figure out what I'm going to put in and what is not going to get in there. But I'm glad you brought that up. Now,
and
do you have a question for yourself?
Well, I have. I think it's three planets in Sagittarius, and so I was wondering what power flavor will that have for me now?
Well, right now, your three planets in Sagittarius, of course, that includes your sun, and your sun is getting squared by Uranus, so this is like a time for you to be really focused in making a major change for yourself. It's
kind of made my vision board.
Good for you.
That's excellent. I took a day off from my self-employment and did it, and I love the way it looks.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And you will be much more effective in your self-employment having done that.
Thank you.
So make sure you look at it every day.
Yep. I found the money that you told me to find in a picture
like
myself.
Very good, yes. And because your son is actually opposite Uranus, so you kind of tend to live with this energy of you know, changing yourself and making changes to the world. So Uranus is also square to your Uranus at the same time that it's square to your sun. So it's like getting a little 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, come on, we need to make some changes here. We need to do something different. And what you're trying to do is break through to liberate yourself to be more of your authentic self.
Yeah, I have a sense of that. I don't have a clarity of what's going to happen, but very recently I just woke up with a focus of peace, and I thought, well, that'll be my tool. I'll be at peace about
it. Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great. And you also, at this time, Neptune is sextile, and Chiron both are sextile to your Jupiter, to your Sun. And Jupiter is coming along here shortly to also sextile your Sun. So right now you have this opportunity to heal and to really gain clarity on your vision of what you want to create. And then Jupiter will come along here in probably the next month or so and start giving you a little boost for growth and abundance.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm prepared. I feel like I'll be ready to accept that and recognize it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So you've got a lot of very good things that are happening. You know, really.
Thank you.
Yeah, quite a few good things. So just make whatever changes you're feeling like you've been wanting to make and just go ahead and make them.
Thank you.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for your knowledge. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're welcome.
Cool. That leaves another line open. 1-800-930-2819. Cosmic Connections with Madeline Gerwick. 1-800-930-2819. And now we've got Carol calling in from Kenmore. She's got her own business, or she's in the business, entrepreneurial area, and she wants to become more diverse. You know, kind of tough times for her right now. Or should she should completely change her aspect and go for another job? So, think you can get that one, Madeline?
Oh, sure.
All right.
What's her birthday? Though?
Sure. I'll give that to you right now. It's January 12th of 47.
Okay. January 12th, 1947.
Yep. At 9:19.
Okay.
In the morning.
All right.
In Seattle.
Seattle.
You got it. Got a lot of Seattle babies today.
Okay. Bring on Carol.
All right, Carol, you're there. Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Carol.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
It's a privilege.
I'm glad to have a chance to talk to you. Now, let me look here at your chart. Wow. I'm just looking at your chart, and you've got a very similar rising to Barack Obama. And so you also have a similar setup here where you are just about to go into high growth mode again and really do a lot of self-development and get your vision out to the world. Do a lot of self-healing, too.
So, well, that's exciting.
Yeah, this is a big time for you. Now, what are you doing in your company right now?
My services are, I'm a professional organizer, and I do,
okay.
Also I do residential cleaning.
Okay. Do you do any feng shui?
You know, I call myself an energy worker, but I have not, specifically focused on that. But I really do.
There's different ways to work energy. I mean, you know, you could clear spaces. That's a specific type of energy work for spaces, you know, to clear them energetically, I mean.
I do that.
Okay. Well, you might also consider feng shui. It looks to me like you could be quite good at it.
Thank you.
And it would certainly fit in with what you're doing. You see,
that would add a dimension
that's
looking for.
Right. So, you know, I might just. And one thing you could consider, if you had all of those, but certainly you could do it even now, is you might offer your services to real estate people or to homeowners that are getting ready to prepare their houses to sell.
Downsizing?
Maybe they're moving for whatever reason, but they want to, they want their home to look appealing and, you know.
Staging.
Yeah, kind of, but, you know, there's a lot of clean out most of the time that has to occur in order for that to happen. Oh, boy. I'm hearing our music, and thank you for calling in, Carol.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt fat content is extremely healthy? The bacteria present in Greek God's yogurt loves fat. During the fermentation process, the probiotic bacteria predigest the fats for us, converting them into a very good source of fat. This type of fat is in the form of healthy short-chain fatty acids, and they are necessary not just for overall health, but also for weight loss and fast metabolism. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and analuke.com.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com or call 206-624-1370.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat Jabe says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thekatjamesshow.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. And also, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. That's a toll-free number. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your biggest challenge. So is Benny still there, and do we have some callers?
We actually have open lines, so if anybody wants to give us a call, we welcome them at 1-800-930-2819. You know, just a quick little friendly reminder, we are looking for some newer callers. You know, anyone who hasn't had a reading in the last 30 days is preferred. And if not, well, Madeline, let's jump to, I think you wanted to do one on me. Is that correct?
I do.
All right, let's do it. Let's just bring it out there.
Okay, Benny's born January 4th, 1977 at 4:30 p.m. in Soldotna, Alaska. Is
yes,
that right?
That is correct.
Okay, good. Yes, and you know, all you Alaska babies have very unusual charts, and I'm happy to tell you that your career looks like it's in broadcasting.
Well, that's good, because the way you started out didn't seem like it was going that way if we were Alaskan babies.
It's because you're so far north.
Ah, that must
so
be
you
it.
You have certain areas of your life that are very, very big and other parts that are very, very little. it's a very unusual looking chart compared to the ones that we have for the rest of the country.
That's good. Must be that North Star up there.
Yeah, that's right. You guys are hanging up there where all the lines come together pretty quick.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. So now, let's look at your love life for just a little bit.
All right, we can do that.
Let's see. First of all, you have a situation going on here where it's probably been going on for a year where you've been doing some a lot of changes.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, and these are changes that could impact either your home life or your career.
Okay.
Meaning, you know, there might be changes in your house or your apartment, condo, that kind of thing, or there might be changes going on at your work in some fashion that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, in terms of the love life, everybody loves this part. It's like you're undergoing a... it's like you're reevaluating your motivation.
I'm reevaluating my motivation.
Yeah, for in terms of what is the right kind of relationship for me? What is it that I'm really looking for?
I seem like I do that a lot. I'm picky.
Yes.
I've been told that's not a bad thing though either. There's just a certain, let's say, top 5 or maybe top 10. I'm just putting a number on it. It's probably not even that many or that few, but specifics that I am definitely looking for and that will drive me to, you know, looking for the right person.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a particular, I wouldn't say appearance so much, because I can, you know, I'm usually pretty good about, like, just accepting everybody for who they are. But, you know, there are some I will say some religious standpoints that I'm not too keen on than I am for others. So, you know, that's a big point for me. You know, those types of areas.
Right.
That are, you know, money issues. That, you know, I'm kind of firm on some of those areas.
Right.
Cool.
Well, and one of the things is you're really hoping to find somebody who's different in some way. I mean, they may have some, what would I say? They may have some parts of them that seem normal, but they're really ready to break through the traditional, you know, standards and boundaries that we typically see.
Sure.
So you're really looking for somebody different, and you're looking for somebody that helps you to transform your life.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, so those are big deals for you.
Okay.
And you should be getting a lot of energy here soon.
Nice.
Yeah, because Mars just moved into your first house, so you should be picking up a little energetic high here.
I do feel that quite often. I'm actually, you know, back on the projects at my house. I'm, you know, renovating, and, you know, I bought an old fixer-upper, so I'm back in the flow again.
Okay, so that's perfect for these energies.
It totally is.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to give myself up here for a reading. I think maybe time for just one more caller. Let's just bring this person straight through.
Okay.
Hi, you're live on the air with Madeline Gerwick and Cosmic Connections. Who's this?
This is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi. You said you didn't have any callers, so I thought I'd just call in.
Well, we appreciate
that. What's your birthday, Kathy?
October 22nd, 1950.
1950, okay. And what time were you born?
1:20
a.m. 1:20 a.m., okay. And where were you born?
Lawrence, Kansas.
All right. All right. Okay. Let's see if I can spell Kansas here. Here we go. Okay. What's your question for me?
I just feel like I'm in limbo. Like I'm just like there's something going to happen, but I can't put my finger on anything. It's like
You're just about to start a new growth cycle a little bit later this year in December. And you're also at a point where there may be some things dissolving in terms of your relationship and even who you are. In other words, your identity may be in this kind of process of changing and sort of dissolving away so that something new can come out.
Yeah, that's what I kind of feel like.
Yeah, and at the same time that happens, a lot of times relationships go through a similar process, you know, because relationships are always a reflection of us. So
is he going to move with me?
Yeah, does that help? I'm sorry?
Is he going to move with me?
Are you married
process?
Now or partnered
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I'm married.
It's really his choice, so he might be confused. About that choice, and what,
yeah,
you know, he might be kind of sitting on the fence trying to figure it out.
Well, it's almost like,
but in December, I think things, especially late December, things will start to feel probably a little better. There'll be a growth cycle for relationships that will come through. And I'm sorry, but our time is just about up.
Okay.
So
well,
I have to go give. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank
now,
you.
Each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Hey, it's Friday. For some of you, it's even payday. Fridays are a reminder to make room for love and joy. Saturdays are for chores, but Fridays are meant to feel joyful. So are you planning to do something fun tonight? If so, you're in the flow to create more money to flow to you. From the universe's point of view, any time you feel good, happy, or joyful is the time to send you more money. It doesn't track what day it is or how many hours you work. The universe responds only to the energy you're putting out. So do something fun, and the universe will reward you with more fun, joy, and money. We love it. Now, next Friday on October 23rd, my show will be about imagining abundance. What would this really look like? Most of us are so trained into believing in scarcity, we can't even imagine what a truly prosperous and abundant world would look like. We'll talk about the possibilities. I also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to order one of the new 2010 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters. Or call us at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.